I'm Dave Packer. It's the second day of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. 24 hostages were released yesterday, among them 85-year-old Yaffa Adar, who returned Friday to Israel after 49 days in captivity. Her granddaughter, Adva Adar.
After almost 50 days in captivity, we got a chance to hug her again. We are very moved from her strength and from the way she was able to survive this experience.
Her eldest grandson, Tamir Adar, a 38-year-old father of two, also abducted and still being held hostage.
The fight is not over until all of the hostages will be back. From the youngest, Kfir Bibas, to the oldest, they all have to be home.
As for today, a delay in the planned hostage release. Sources say it's over a dispute on how quickly aid trucks are entering Gaza. So far, no Americans have been released during the ceasefire, and none are expected to be released today. This is ABC News. With only about 6 weeks until the Iowa caucuses, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley appears to be having a moment as Republican primaries approach. ABC White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks looks at what she's facing as her campaign moves forward.
You could argue that she is the leading alternative to Trump right now. We've seen in New Hampshire polls, she is solidly in that second spot. In Iowa polls, she's now running pretty much even with DeSantis. I think it's always telling when you are the target of attacks. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has really focused on her this last week, talked about her abortion comments. And of course, we're all just going to see what happens in Iowa. I hear all the time from Republican voters that they're interested in someone beyond Trump, but they're kind of waiting to see who is going to emerge, what their friends are going to do.
Celebrating Rosalynn Carter, starting this morning, flags flying at half staff across the U.S. in memory of the former First Lady. The flags will remain at half staff until sunset Wednesday. Rosalynn Carter died on November 19th. She was 96 years old. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. When federal policymakers advanced another temporary government budget, they also extended the recently expired Farm Bill. Farmers are breathing a sigh of relief, but advocates say ag concerns need focus and more support. Mike Mohn has more.
The Farm Bill sets spending levels for agricultural and food assistance programs every 5 years. The 2018 version expired earlier this fall, and lawmakers are now finalizing a year-long extension. Mike Lavender of the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says they shouldn't wait the full year to adopt the new Farm Bill, noting the 2018 version came with limitations.
The 2018 Farm Bill, for example, decreased investment in some of the conservation practices and conservation programs that we know are key to building resilience, but also incredibly popular among farmers.
To deal with rising threats from climate change, his group says Congress should include new investments in the new version by early 2024. Last year's Inflation Reduction Act did bolster farm conservation funding, but Republicans have been trying to strip those provisions. Meanwhile, Lavender wants more priority given to strengthening regional offices that help farmers and ranchers sign up for sustainability incentives and other aid.
How are we making sure that USDA programs and Farm Bill programs are accessible to all farmers and that we have a level playing field? Because we don't have that right now.
Lavender worries about historically disadvantaged farmers and younger producers who don't come from a farming family being able to access support like crop insurance. He acknowledges the need for more staffing and enhanced training at resource centers. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast this afternoon with a few flurries possible at times. High of 30, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 21 tonight, chance of snow. Chance for snow tomorrow, 31. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 26.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda, and here's today's episode. Hey, folks, how we doing? Welcome to the Cripescast. Today, we are talking to Mike and Pat from the Crash Dummies podcast. It's a great podcast if you haven't listened. It's very, it has some similarities to the Bellied Up podcast where they take a lot of callers. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. So make sure you check that out. Before we talk to Mike and Pat, we got Colleen over here in the Cripescast studio.
Hey.
What's up, Colleen? How we living?
We're living good. It's a lovely fall day and it's Thanksgiving weekend, so, or Thanksgiving week or whatever.
Yeah. So are you staying in town? Are you getting out of town? What's going on?
I'm going out of town, or I'm going home to see my family.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. I'm very excited.
Are you?
Yeah. My sister-in-law is like going to have a baby any day now. So I get to go see and be around for that.
Oh, that's great.
And
do we know when the baby's due?
Due December 8th, but full term is 37 weeks, which I don't think people know. Like, when you think of pregnancy, I don't know if you have any concept of, like...
Oh, yeah, no. My mom only had 10 kids after me. I have no...
Yeah, but you don't have any concept of, like, timelines. When do you... What's full term?
All right. I don't know.
No, like, when people
full
think...
Full term, 9 months, right?
Right. So that's what people
nine
think.
9 times 4, 36.
Look at you with your...
I know my multiplication tables.
Why did I think... Okay, for some reason, 42 weeks was in my head.
42?
I think that is like the last possible time that you can have a kid in you.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, her due date is December 8th, but she's already like... I'm going to refrain from details about her body, but she's already showing signs of that she's like going to be going.
Yeah.
So we think it's going to come early. We don't know if it's boy or girl. And so I'm super excited and I'm just like crafting away at things for the baby when they come. And so, yeah, I'm excited to go home and like help and be around for that stuff because I haven't been. So,
yeah, because you've been stuck here.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah.
For some
working
hack
nine
comedian.
To five. Anytime 9 to 5 comes on, that have you seen that movie? 9 to 5?
No.
With like Dolly Parton and all them. Great movie if you haven't seen it. Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda. Who's the other girl? I can't remember. Oh, something. I don't know. But they hate their boss and they think of ways to kill him. And so anytime that song comes on, I'm just kind of like, I resonate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear that Charlie Barron's is murdered, you can come back to this podcast episode. But no. So yeah, I'm excited to go back for Thanksgiving and do Blackout Wednesday and all that stuff with my friends.
Oh, God. Blackout Wednesday. I know I'm old because I have no desire to ever do that ever again.
Yeah.
I hate going to a crowded bar.
No, now I'm at an age now where we'll just do a wine night and get sloshed. Like, that's okay. The way that I want to do it.
That's a game plan. I don't even, you know what? I do not, my body, I don't think can physically get drunk anymore. Like, I stop before. Have you seen me drunk recently?
The last time I saw it was in Minneapolis when we were there last summer.
Yeah, that was probably... And I was not feeling good the next morning. I don't know. I just don't know if my body can handle it. Like, I'll drink. I'll have a few drinks. But my body's, which I'm actually very thankful for, it just stops drinking. Just starts drinking water. And
yeah.
I get made fun of for it all the time.
You know
time.
What you have to do? You put a lime in it in a straw and nobody knows.
Oh, I get a bitters and soda.
That's perfect.
I just had to do bitters and soda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's a
whiskey or something.
Yeah. Other. It looks like it's kind of a, and not a fruity drink because it's brown. Brown.
Right.
Bitters is brown. But, and there is a little alcohol in bitters. But
or
it's a very
just,
low alcoholic beverage.
You know what would be baller is if you just got like straight up an iced tea. And then you told people we're doing Long Island Iced Teas, and like, oh my God, he's an alcoholic.
I know.
Like, that's kind of a vibe.
No, but then I don't, I'm trying to go to bed, you know?
Iced Tea's not that much, caffeine.
I mean, I don't need it. I'm just trying to maintain and get
up. Yeah. You could just do seltzer water.
I just know I'm getting old because I'm just trying to find the quickest way to bed a lot of times at the bar.
That's so fair. I've contemplated getting a dog just so that's my reason for getting home. So I'm like, I can't stay out. I got to go get the dog.
Just have an imaginary dog.
Yeah. And there's like, we can't wait to meet your dog. And I'm like, oh, they're in training right now. Sorry. They're at boot camp.
That's really funny.
But like,
where's the dog? My sister's watching him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my sister too. You mean Maggie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Addie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep going through sisters.
I love it.
No, but I want to be a party pooper for you and your friends. It'll be nice to go see your friends away from home.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm like tired right now, so I'm not like excited to drink. But I'm sure as soon as I like get home tonight, I'll be like, glass of wine.
Oh my God, you're leaving for home tonight?
I'm leaving.
You're driving?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Anyway, today's episode.
Yeah, today's episode. So what I love about it is Crash Dummies podcast. It's a Milwaukee podcast. These are both Mike and Pat, great, great dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Had them in here. You'll tell by this podcast.
There wasn't one cohesive like theme throughout the whole thing.
We were just riffing. And it's super fun, you know, when you get, other like comics podcasters in the deal. Because there are really no rules, and we kind of got their story more toward the end. If you're interested in how Crash Dummies podcast started, it's cool that they're in Milwaukee though. And we're gonna do. I was talking to Mike just before this intro, and we're gonna do some collab videos. So you guys can look out for those. It's gonna be a lot of fun. That being said, we will now get to my conversation with Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast. Well, thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Actually wasn't that far of a drive, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you come over from?
I don't know why we thought you lived in like...
Oh.
Like
way up north?
Yeah.
We're
definitely stereotyping you, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Like you stay inside of a Quick Trip for sure.
I would just in the beer. Yeah. You have to walk through the beer freezer. Yeah. You have to pull like the Miller Lights three times.
You have to say Charlie three times to get in. Charlie.
Door just opens.
Yeah, yeah.
You walk through.
That's what we thought.
Yeah. This is close.
Yeah, this is close. I like this.
It's nice. Where are you guys at?
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to give the specific address?
None.
Come on, dude. Dox yourself.
I don't even think it's technically in Milwaukee, is it?
No,
the news definitely gave us our whole...
Yeah, the news is like, their studio's right in Walker's Point.
I saw that.
Yeah,
we did the CBS 58 thing. That they said that they did one with you as well.
Oh, you guys did that one after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had they come out?
It just came out yesterday
or Wednesday.
It came out yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm a good journalist, dude.
Yeah.
I was actually looking for other interviews you guys did, and then I was just listening to a bunch of your pods instead.
Yeah. This is like our second time away from our podcast.
That's wild.
The only other time was with Tommy G.
Yeah.
But that was still in our studio. So this is our first time together away from our studio.
How does it feel?
It feels like I can say anything I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See,
I don't know why.
That concerns me quite a bit.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, my humor just feels so much darker here. Like, I feel evil over here. It's so dumb because it's still going to get posted, and I can get canceled that way.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can't get canceled here. And I don't know why I feel like that.
Here's the deal. You can't get canceled here because I'm going to cut out any cancelable
shit. Okay.
Because I'm not going to – I don't want to jump on that train myself.
True.
I don't want to be the the conductor of that, right? That's the guy driving the train, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
do they exist anymore?
I was just going to ask that. I was like, what an awesome job, man. Could you imagine being at the front of a train? Yeah. Like, you know?
I just like how, like, trains know they're going to crash into something, like, almost a minute ahead of time. So you got time to go back, like, yo, I up, y'all. We're about to crash in like 30 seconds. I already hit the brake, bro. I don't know what else to do. Like,
but I feel like trains are kind of like automatic because they kind of go on the trails already, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what is like the what does a conductor do? Is just make sure nothing. It's yeah, like you, almost like you being still in got an autopilot car.
You still got to switch though, right? There's at some point.
Yeah,
like,
they be walking from one end to the other though.
But I'm saying like at some point you come upon like a switch. Where the track takes you one way or the other.
And how do they control that?
Who? Oh, they got to call back. Well, they got to call and let them know.
Yeah,
hey, I'm about a minute away.
I think they do have some stuff like that, though, that they got to control. Or there's like an, what is it? A ground traffic controller. Mm-hmm. Like, I just made that up, but there's air traffic control. You guys both were like, yeah, that sounds right. Yeah,
that's rolling.
Sounds right.
I think,
go ahead.
No, I think they're just there to see if there's a guy tied up in a rope laying down on the train tracks.
There he is.
We got one. Somebody tried to get him. That's like the dumbest way to kill somebody. It's like so long. Like, you know what? We're gonna tie you up and wait till a train runs over you, and we're just staying here all night. Toot toot. You hear that, buddy?
I think it's just like to like that slow death part of it though. It's just like when people tie the little cinder blocks to your feet before they throw you in the water.
That's just plain evil, though.
The cinder blocks?
Yeah, to like sink someone.
No,
like,
you have to sink to the bottom. No, you might be able to swim.
You would rather be tied to train tracks for death rather than sunk?
I'm telling you, nobody's ever going to torture me. They're going to kill me right away because I'm not going to stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
You're one of those guys in the mob movies where it's like, will you shut up? And I'm never going to pow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how I want to go out. You're not going to torture me and then kill me.
That's why I always hated in those movies when like the criminals, like especially when Batman get them, when they give them the information and they still kill you. It's like, bro, why am I giving you this information if I know there's nothing else. There's no living after this.
I don't like Batman, though.
No, Batman's the worst superhero.
Yeah.
Why? Because Batman, I will say, historically, has been my favorite superhero.
Really?
Yeah. But as I've gotten older, I've kind of seen him in a different light.
Yeah.
You know? He's kind of a, especially in the Dark Knight, mm-hmm. he's kind of a prick, man. He's kind of like into surveillance and... He's kind of like
conservative
TikTok,
punk,
you know?
Yeah. That's what he is.
Are you conservative?
You see all the other superheroes. It's like, oh, the building's falling. The guy took over all the power of the city and he's controlling everything. You know, Spider-Man, Superman, they're going to stop all that. Batman's like, yo, why the f*** are you selling weed, boy?
He's going after the low.
We're just selling drugs here, Batman. Like, no, f*** that. it's like pedophiles everywhere. It's like people committing crimes.
Where's the weed?
You guys selling coke? Like,
Wait, what?
It's like more of those one things that's like, I feel like, almost like an industry plan in a sense where he got the money to become a superhero where he didn't really get the natural way of getting a superpower. Like, you know, Superman had everything else. But Batman's just like, hey, I can buy my superpowers because I have
them. He's kind of like, he's a rich kid, but he went through some stuff. He saw his parents get murdered in front of him.
I didn't do anything about it. Soft as You beating everybody up. What about the guys that killed your parents and you told you curled up like a punk?
He went and cried to... What's his name? Alfred.
Alfred.
Dude. That guy.
Yeah.
And then, but in the thing, then he goes away and he like learns like karate or something.
Some type of powerful karate.
I think I could take Batman in a fight, right?
No, you can't. I don't think so.
Hand-to-hand combat?
No, you're black too. He beat the shit out of you. Batman would turn his body cam off and just beat the crap out of you. Just beat the dog.
You don't think so?
Nah,
karate? I don't think karate really works in real life.
How does boxing translate? Because I have I boxed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm a boxer. Yeah. I'm saying I have participated in the event of boxing.
Yeah.
Poorly, multiple times. Dante, actually, we boxed together a little bit. He'll tell you I'm bad. But how long have you been boxing?
Only like a year now.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, shut up.
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah, only a year.
I've been boxing way longer than that.
I like how you don't say the year. Way longer than a year.
How'd you get that good that fast?
Just
dedication?
Having time to do it, I think. Oh. And just had a really decent like athletic background. Because I was when I graduated Lakeland, I actually got a chance with like the 49ers and the Giants. So just being a decent athlete. And then
wait, what do you mean you got a chance?
I was like in camps and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What position?
Wide receiver.
Nice.
Yeah, never the Packers though.
Why not?
I don't know.
They just didn't have any interest.
You don't give out Packer vibes either. You don't give that like Donald Driver, you know, Greg Jennings smile, like grateful to be here. You kind of give that like Giants. Like,
yeah, I think I would be the one that doesn't Lambeau leap.
New York. Yeah. Never Lambeau leap. Just pointing at the guys like, all right, you thought I was jumping, huh?
I'm not risking my Achilles on that jump.
That's a high jump. When I walk around the stadium, that's like a decent jump. You have to really trust the fans to like give you that little
not fans up. Owners
yeah owners
yeah they're yeah. all owners
oh yeah true
I'm an
that's
owner.
Just the way that's just the
I'm
way
an owner
you are
huh? yeah
are so you part you, owner
yeah so you guys start talking I want to hear it
you want to hear it
yeah
okay you got the seats are not I get it's supposed to be historic it's kind of like the what's the Cubs Wrigley it's kind of like the Wrigley
thing
going on but like it has to be some like type of new something that happens within the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're thinking about it, so if you don't get
the, I mean, I'll bring this back to the board. Bring it back to the board.
If you don't get a generational quarterback, right?
Right.
You got
right.
two in a row.
Yeah.
You got two in a row, crazy. Two top 10 quarterbacks in a row ever. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
We've done good.
Right, done good. If you don't get that again, which Jordan Love might not be, if you don't get that again, how do you get guys to say, hey, I'm willing to come to Green Bay? Not the guys that are just be like, I have to go to Green Bay because they're offering me the best contract. But the guys that just be like, hey, I want to go to Green Bay because obviously it's definitely a winning tradition, but like what else are you giving them? Because you go to like Milwaukee. One time we were out in I feel bad for like the Bucks players and the Packers players because the accessibility of like privacy when you go out in club is terrible. Like I can get in the set wherever Giannis wants to go, I can sit right next to him. And that should not be a thing. Yeah.
Really? So, okay. All right. So I lived in like LA for a little bit and Dallas for a little bit and Washington, DC. And in each one of those cities, like the club game, I had one buddy who was a promoter in LA, so I would get into some clubs and I would basically get in there and not be able to afford any drinks. So anytime I've been in these areas, I haven't had the money to like access a club. Now I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, I don't belong in a club.
You know? Not at all. By the time you get the money, you're like, I don't belong here. And you're wondering like, I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose.
I know. Yeah. I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose and to lose part of my hearing forever. You know, like I hate like waking up like drunk and just ringing in my ears. Like I'm never going to get that hearing back. Those little follicles are just dead. Yeah. You know,
waking up with burn marks from the sparklers.
Sometimes those bottle service, the dances go on a little too long.
Yeah. It's kind of awkward.
Yeah. I think anything more than 15 seconds. It's
happy
just like,
birthday,
all
right. Mike.
And then everybody has their phone out. It's just it's like, all right.
Hey, it's the birthday boy.
Wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up, man. I'm only getting one bottle. I don't want them to notice.
And you also know that they're putting the sparklers in the bottle so they can pop the bottle, pull out another bottle, pour half of it in there, and then cut it. I think that's my conspiracy.
I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle there. This is my first time at like getting bottle service. I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle, you can't take like the bottle with you.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
Because they're using that for the next. They're just going to fill it up with water, put a sparkler on, give it to the
next
fella.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because they know you're already drunk. Nobody's going to the club like super sober.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, a Grey Goose bottle is a pretty sweet like weapon if you're fighting Batman.
Yeah.
You know, like just... You know, this is funny.
That's the type of fights he likes, though. You know, he likes to, all I have is a pistol, so I get to throw a blade at your wrist. Batman's not a good superhero. Spider-Man's probably the best one.
Would you guys? Okay,
there's too many.
Let's say you're Spider-Man and your Spidey senses start tingling in Iowa.
Yeah,
how
Yeah, you know, because you're like running through a cornfield and you're like, you have nothing to grab onto. Yeah. Like, it just goes until you get to like Des Moines. Yeah. And then you're like,
that
Bing!
Is very true. Yeah. You know? That is, hey, I've never heard that before. Spider-Man cannot survive in the Midwest.
No, man.
You literally
no.
just have to stay in Chicago. Like, yeah, man, I can't help anybody outside of here.
Yeah, I know. Like, he's got to hope like a plane's flying by at the right time or
I'm
something.
I'm all for like, diversity and stuff like that too, but there's too many Spider-Mans.
Yeah,
there's a Mexican Spider-Man.
There's a Mexican Spider-Man.
Yeah, Miles Morales.
Is Miles Mexican? I thought he was black.
He's black and Mexican.
He's black and Mexican. Yeah, they just mix. Hey man, we're gonna give you a minority, all right?
They got
Mexi-Black.
Tommy, what's his name? Maguire.
Who is? Oh, Tobey Maguire.
Tobey.
Is that that's the original?
That's the original. Who else is the Garfield? They got a British. The British one.
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Two British ones.
They're both British. And Tom,
yeah.
I really thought that they were like the same guy. Like, in my mind, if you were to say name a Spider-Man, I probably would have said Tom Garfield or something.
He just combined it.
I literally can't tell that if you show me a picture of those two dudes, I can't tell you the difference.
You ever acted?
Huh?
You ever been in any movies?
Yeah. I've been in a couple movies. You ever seen the movie Cedar Rapids? I was the out of focus pool boy. In that
Cedar Rapids,
it's a movie. I was a PA on it.
I thought you were joking. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I know.
You gotta send me a timestamp. I definitely gotta find that.
Yeah. Because I was getting coffee and like taking care of the microphones or the walkie talkies on that. Also, Public Enemies. You guys remember when they shot that in Wisconsin? It was back in the day. It was 2008.
I'm the worst person in like movie.
Yeah,
like, I get it. I would only know this because I'm in it, but, but I'm like a extra in it. And on that set, it was all about the mobsters, like John Dillinger and those guys. Mm. So there's this one scene where they have all the extras smoking these unfiltered cigarettes, you know. And I was in that scene too, and they were like, okay, do the exact same thing on every scene, and I did a French inhale, so I was like thinking I had the French inhale, this unfiltered cigarette, you know, and I was so sick, you know, like.
So that's what they do, like the cigarettes in those movies don't be like real.
No, they're like I feel like some of them were real, but no, they were either real or they were an herbal cigarette. But either way, it's disgusting.
An herbal cigarette sounds crazy though.
Yeah, it's like you're smoking oregano, like back in high school when someone would actually sell a bag,
like,
of
bro,
oregano.
You want some? Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
All right, we gotta get, where both you guys from?
Yeah, we need to talk.
I try getting somewhere, and then we start talking about Batman.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we'll get back to
Patrick Johnson. I stole your phone.
You did?
Yeah. Wow. I was trying to prank you, but you never like came for it. I'm Patrick Johnson. I'm from Pontiac, Michigan, originally.
Pontiac, Michigan.
We both came here. I came here a year earlier than him in 2011 to Sheboygan, to Lakeland.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Michael Essiobu. I was born in Nigeria, actually. Moved to Chicago when I was like 5, and then went to high school in Nigeria, and then Sheboygan.
Missing a big part in there.
What?
London.
Oh yeah, a little bit for a little bit.
Shout out to London, man.
Yeah, I got sent to boarding school in Nigeria by force. Strict.
They're whipping them with bamboo sticks.
Really?
Yeah. Real like modern day slavery.
Do you have to go pick?
He has like 2 big ass marks down his back.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Do you have to like go pick a switch?
Oh yeah, you have to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they came in like they had like the discipline committee. So it was just like they walked through like the Avengers with like these long like bamboo sticks, because bamboo sticks don't break.
Yeah.
They use that for like construction too. So it's like really durable thing.
Oh yeah.
So you get whoopings in school.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence, but yeah, my parents.
What'd you do to get sent to boarding?
It was really my brothers.
What would they do?
It was just, my parents were divorced and they happened to travel to Nigeria at the same time because they don't talk. So we were pretty much in Chicago by ourselves for at ages like 8th grade, freshman year, high school type of thing. And then my brother just didn't go to school. And then he got kicked out of high school. And then I was just showing up late. So just like, all right, we had to send them back to Nigeria. And they knew we wouldn't go willingly.
Yeah.
So my grandfather passed away. So that was like the excuse to bring us there. So we went there. We were there for like 2 weeks.
They're like, one-way ticket.
You're not coming back. So yeah. So we end up in Nigerian boarding school.
And you were what, a freshman at this point?
Yeah, like a sophomore.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You just don't hit your friends back. Like, you don't.
I mean, it was, you know, like you go through this, like the moments of thinking that you can still get back. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. They took everything. So I was trying to like
they get knew money. You at game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had like connection. My friend lives in the same building. I knew I had like some money under a bed type of stuff. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport. It just was too much work.
Wait. Yeah. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
sounds familiar, doesn't it?
So that guy in my inbox is right.
The Nigerian prince? Yeah. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Nah, people, they fall for that. They deserve it. I'm not going to lie.
I know. If you get scammed by a guy wearing like a polo collar shirt with hoop shorts, that's on you. Yes, I am your cousin. Your uncle.
Going into last week's home finale, it was fair to wonder how the Badgers would perform. Three straight losses seemed to take the air out of the team, and in the first quarter, there was no sign whatsoever that they would snap the losing streak. But after a fourth down stop, everything changed. Tanner Mordecai connected with Jackson Aker to get the Badgers on the board. A Nathaniel Vaco's field goal pulled them to within four at halftime. Then there was Braylon Allen. Even his head coach admitted he didn't believe the junior running back would be able to play. Well, he did, and he scored two touchdowns, the second one coming in overtime in a big-on-big three-yard push. First and goal at the three. Allen stays in there to the right of the quarterback. Mordecai gives it to Allen up the middle. Braylon pushing to the two, to the one, to the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen. The defense held, and the Badgers made their senior night memorable. And now another opportunity to create a great memory as the Badgers face their rival in the annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. For 2 years, the prize has been in Minnesota's possession. Today, the Badgers get a chance to put it on the plane back to Madison. From Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Ball.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10-10, 10-10, 10-5. Touchdown! Wisconsin! And the Badgers win it!
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And welcome to Minneapolis. 29 degrees, going to stay that way throughout the day. A chance of a snow flurry just about at kickoff. I'm Mike Heller. Just like chicken soup for the soul, winning changes a lot. After three straight weeks of painful disappointments, Wisconsin won a battle of fourth downs and entered the win column for the first time in almost a calendar month. I asked Coach Fickell just after the game ended about the emotional impact of winning.
It's a huge difference in feeling, but it doesn't change the fact that this has been one of the most challenging stretches, I think, that I've had in my professional career. Not just because, you know, we've lost a few games, but just the way that we've played and where we've kind of been, the ups and the downs, and every little thing that could, you know, possibly go one direction has gone in some ways that direction. And it's just been hard. It's been hard for emotionally. It's been hard, you know, mentally. You know, and you come in every single day pushing, and You know, I couldn't do it without these guys because they have had a great attitude through all of this, and it showed tonight.
I welcome in Matt LePay here, and now we'll get to see if the Badgers can validate and win the Axe after having it stay here in Minnesota the last 2 years, secure a winning season for the 22nd straight year. I don't know if there's an emotional value that carries over from 1 week to the next, but I can say this, and you're front and center in it, they needed that last Saturday night.
Yeah, big time, because it looked like the wheels were just going to not just fall off but stay off after the first quarter against Nebraska, and the fact that they were able to get that fourth down stop and then make enough plays. Couldn't put them away in the fourth quarter, but it did what they had to do in overtime. I thought, you know, Braylon Allen, that was a very gutsy performance on his part and many others on this team. So now I think the incentive is to beat your rival, which was something Wisconsin was doing with great regularity for quite a while, but now the Gophers have won the last two. So, you know, that a lot of times your season in large part is defined by games like this. I think for Minnesota, it's certainly been for P.J. Fleck. And his teams are 29-30 in the Big Ten. But this year, they've already beaten Iowa. And they've beaten Wisconsin the last couple of years. So kind of a mood swing game, I think, for their program and for Wisconsin as well. It has not been the kind of season that they had hoped for. But if they could finish the regular season with a win here and bring the Axe back, that would have a ton of meaning to this Wisconsin program.
I'm going to ask you a bigger picture question, because after today, regardless of the outcome, the next game Wisconsin will play is a bowl game, and it will be a month from now. It'll be a month and a week or whatever, but it'll be a month from now. A lot may change between now and then, because the portal opens a week from Monday, and there is conversation there was from Hunter Waller 2 weeks ago and Tanner Mordecai about players who may not be in. So there's going to be some changes that are coming.
There will be. I think in any program across the country, you're probably going to have some of that. Then you're going to have opt-outs in the bowl game. I think, you know, the roster that fans are seeing today, not just with Wisconsin, but with any number of programs across the country, unless you're in the playoff, we've seen this. We saw it last year with the Badgers. We saw guys who opted out of the bowl game. So I think the roster as we know it, this may very well be the last time we see it, because it's probably going to look different. You know, how many players go into the portal? Who knows? And whatever defines a mass exodus, but I would imagine there's going to be several who are going to be looking elsewhere. But I think the other thing, Mike, is how many will choose to play in the bowl game. We'll find out together, but I think you have to brace yourself for some guys who are looking at the bigger prize of the NFL. That maybe they'll take a pass on whichever bowl they go to. We'll find that out in the coming weeks.
I think last week we again learned about not the box score value, but the on-field value of Tanner Mordecai, because he's not going to wow. None of those stats that he's put up this year are going to be impressive. But he is a difference maker. Luke Fickell certainly speaks to that end.
His ability to use his feet, obviously, that has been a real bonus for this team when they have needed it. His ability to not just extend plays, but to pull it down the quarterback draw has been a really good play for him. And he can sling it. You know, I know the passing numbers are not nearly what everybody thought, most notably what Tanner Mordecai probably thought they would be, but I think the fact that he got back as quickly as he did off the broken hand, that meant a lot, obviously to him, but to everybody else. And, yeah, there is a certain it factor to Mordecai that I think has been underrated by many, but I don't think underrated by anybody in that locker room.
Matt, I think you'll probably have part of this conversation with Mark Tauscher when he joins in. But the last 2 years when Minnesota has won this game, they've won at the line of scrimmage. And I don't know if that changes today, but if Wisconsin's going to win, it probably has to change.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely going to have to change. I think, you know, 2 years ago up here, Minnesota just sold out to try to contain Braylon Allen, who was really, quite frankly, a shell of himself physically. But they didn't respect Wisconsin's ability to throw the ball. So you just zero in on Braylon Allen, and Braylon had a very tough day. And last year's game, Ethan Calliope-Manis had a really big day throwing the ball. But the Gophers, I think, in each of the last two, won the line of scrimmage. And it's, you know, the Gophers love to run it. They're more than 60-40, but they have enough playmakers in the passing game that you have to respect that. You know, talking to Luke Fickell about that earlier in the week. And with Wisconsin, you're just trying to scrape together as many healthy bodies as you possibly can on both sides, but especially on the offensive side of the ball. is what we saw last week. They are capable of running it against a very stout Nebraska defense. Maybe they figured out that that's going to be a big part of their formula here today as well.
Any surprises on what's going on in the Big House? 14-10 Michigan leads pretty much. I mean, it's going to be that kind of a game.
Yeah, I think I do think Michigan is the better team, all the other drama notwithstanding. But yeah. Ohio State has taken pride in having a much improved defense this season. They have some key players back. So, you know, Michigan broke it open each of the last 2 years when you move on into the second half, especially late third quarter and in the fourth. We'll see if Ohio State can hang with them. It looks like, as you said, the score late in the second quarter, just a four-point game. But a lot of love between those two programs.
Yeah, sure,
there's no emotion whatsoever in Ann Arbor today.
Fantastic. Matt will take over with Mark Tauscher in a little less than an hour. The game will kick just after 2:30. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. When we come back, the pregame show continues. We'll hear about the Gophers and their quest to win number 6 with the voice of the Gophers. Mike Grimm is in next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards, that's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Back with you at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Mike Heller joined in a moment by Mike Grimm, the voice of the Gophers. 29 degrees today, right now sunny. A chance for an occasional flurry at some point this afternoon. Until 2 seasons ago, the Badgers had dominated the Gophers over the better part of 2 decades, having won 16 of 17 games in the series for Paul Bunyan's axe. Now the Gophers have held the axe 2 straight years, and honestly, it feels like a lot longer Today, it's Minnesota that needs a win for bowl eligibility. And, of course, to keep the axe for another year, Mike Grimm steps in and we get to talk about this. And I was just visiting with Matt LaPay about it. When Minnesota has won the last two games of the series, one of the things they've nominated on is they've run the ball really well and they've stopped the run, things that Wisconsin has relied on for many years.
Yeah, they have had good line play in this series the last couple of years. And when you mix these teams together, line play is likely going to be a factor. Now, I heard Matt mention, and he was right, that 2 years ago Minnesota kind of sold out to stop Braylon Allen, and I think he had, what, 47 yards rushing. Yeah. Last year, Wisconsin sold out to stop Ibrahim, and they did. That was his first non-100-yard game in like 21 straight. He had at the time, the longest active streak. However,
Callie McManus.
And I think it was the right strategy.
So
if you're Wisconsin, you go let the redshirt freshman beat you, and he made a couple of throws, and still his best game of his career at 319 yards. So the question is, how do you, you know, what will both sides do today to try to give them a chance to win? I think that was the right strategy for Wisconsin last year. It just, you know, Callie McManus made a couple of good throws, which, you know, not to get totally off topic, really pushed him into the off season with a lot of high expectations. He had a good start to the bowl game before he got hurt. He was like 8-for-10 against Syracuse and was marching the Gophers. Well, he marched them down to a touchdown and then got hurt on the next drive. And so I was not that concerned about quarterback. Ethan has not had a great season. He's shown flashes, but he just hasn't had the consistency that I think a lot of people thought. And so it'll be interesting today to see how he does, because I also am a believer that if you have success against someone and you feel good about it, you can maybe repeat that performance. So we'll see today if that might happen.
Mike, the Gophers are disappointing 3-5 in the Big Ten, 5-6 overall. But I'm curious as to the level of disappointment given where they were off of last year. Is it significantly disappointing? What's your view?
Yeah, I think generally the fan base is disappointed with this. I mean, the start of the season, excuse me, I think the over-under, if you believe in the Vegas things, and they seem to know stuff, was 6.5 or 7. So yeah, if they win today, they're kind of around that. But I think the disappointing part, at the time they lost to Northwestern, we thought Northwestern might be the worst team in the history of the Big Ten, right?
And now they're not.
And now they're not. And maybe that set them up. The way they lost that game was a bad loss. They were up 21 points in the fourth quarter with 11 minutes to go. They're up 31-10.
It's hard to do.
All of a sudden you lose it. But yet they recovered. They went on a three-game winning streak. They beat Iowa for the first time in 8 years. They came back and dominated Michigan State the next week. And you're thinking, okay, now you've got Illinois and Purdue, winnable games. And if you handle that, you're probably in the driver's seat for the West. And they ended up losing both those games. The Illinois game was a tough one because they really controlled the fourth quarter and made all these great winning plays. And then with a minute to go, it was 4th-and-13 or something for Illinois, and their backup quarterback came in and in three plays had them ahead. And then I think there was a hangover effect the next week at Purdue. That defense just did not have the energy level it should have. Doesn't mean it was on purpose. Doesn't mean it was just, you know, you can be as big a competitor as you are, but sometimes the human nature part of it takes over. And then last week is Ohio State. I mean, they and Michigan are just on a different. I joked this week on a show I was on, I said, I think it's clear the four best teams in the Big Ten now, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan's backups, and Ohio State's backups. And that's just the gap now. I don't think the gap's ever been bigger right now.
Yeah, it used to be that way a long time ago in the Woody and Bo era of Big Ten football, and it's back.
It's back
in total.
I think it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah, that's my next question is to your view of how this all rolls forward. Next year, no divisional format, no East-West. You add in Washington and Oregon and USC and UCLA into the mix. What's the view from here on how this dramatically changes what the league is?
Well, and then you add in the fact that the Gophers don't have a huge NIL pool of money to draw from. And so now you're really having to try to, I don't know the right, how to frame it, quite frankly. It's uphill fight, I guess, would be the way it's going to be. It's been an uphill fight for the Gophers for a long time.
You're always punching up a couple of weight classes.
Yes.
And I think it changes. You add those teams in, and now you're not playing in what is considered a softer division and have all of those games against more equitable opponents. It's different.
And I wonder long-term, I mean, we don't have to get into a long philosophical debate, but I wonder long-term if they got to go to divisions at some point, particularly if they add more teams. I think they have to, but you're going to have half the league eliminated by October 5th.
No question.
And all of a sudden, how does that impact? I mean, the Gophers are already fighting to sell tickets.
Yeah.
And if you're October 15th and you have no shot at anything other than maybe to get to Detroit, because the schedule's tough and you're fighting uphill anyway. And it's you're right. That's a great way to put it. You're punching, you know, out of your weight class a little bit. And to Fleck's credit, he has had them punching up a level or two, yeah. I think, in recent years. And now that the fight's gotten harder. So I don't know the way to answer it. I'm not so pessimistic like, oh, there's no chance. Go join the, you know, sure. drop to the Division III. Obviously, that's somewhat tongue-in-cheek. But I also think, you know, man, I think it's hard to everyone says they're taking the NFL model. They're not. The NFL model has divisions. There's a reason that
right.
Packers still have hope.
Yeah.
Like, if they had the Big Ten model, it'd be over.
Yeah.
The Vikings kind of in a similar boat. You play divisional format to keep teams kind of involved for a while.
Yeah, and if you did at some point get to an NFL model in, like, a Big Ten, you could have four.
Yes.
You could have five four-team divisions. Yes. I know there's 18 teams right now, but you could get there.
You could even do 6-3 teamers
sure,
right now or something.
However you do that. And then I'm curious as to our last couple.
3-6 teamers.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Our last couple of thoughts here. What's the key here today? And who is Minnesota? How important is the bowl game concept?
Well, I think they are correct. This week they've talked about that the bowl part of it is irrelevant at this point because you got to get the win either way. So they have really focused on it. And quite frankly, if you really analyze it, and I haven't done a lot, but I have enough to know that even if Minnesota loses, it's likely they'll go to a bowl game at 5-7
right.
because of the
That's
situation.
How it works.
They're the number one APR team with 5 losses. So
yeah.
Unless 35 loss team or 5 win teams win today, there's going to be some spots. So it's likely they'll go either way. So I don't think it's like there's not that much hinging. It's probably going to be the same spot, win or lose, wherever
yeah.
they end up.
Right.
So I don't think that's hanging over. I'm like, oh, if we don't win, it's over. I think they know that the axe is there. They've not won the axe 3 straight years since the 80s. They have broken through with some things. This is a rivalry again, which is, yeah. I think, good. Maybe Wisconsin folks disagree, but I think that it's fun now. And I know PJ can be an irritant, so that adds to the rivalry a little bit, right? I mean, it's great. I think this is fun, and there's no question the Gophers will want to win the axe for a 3rd straight year.
All right, we'll get to find out together what happens. Game will kick just after 2:30. Mike Grimm, thank you.
Always great to see you, Mike.
Good
thank
to
you.
Visit with you. When we come back, we'll hear from Wisconsin's Director of Athletics. That's Chris McIntosh. He's coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Our pregame show continues. Time for our Minute with Mac, our talk with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, presented by Evans Transportation as this regular season comes to a close. First full season, of course, for Luke Fickell as a head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. You see a lot to build on here. The foundation is in place. If it was Barry back in 1990, the coaches since then, and Coach Fickell and his group this year, there's a lot to be encouraged about, right?
There is a lot to be encouraged about, and you know, there's a lot to build on. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and you know, that's quite obvious. I don't think, you know, the season or the program today is where anybody expects it to be. Certainly not me, and certainly not Coach Fickell. But I feel so confident. I feel so excited or energized about what our future will be. We have the pieces in place. We have the people in place to get this program to where it needs to be, to where we all expect it to be. It's going to take time, and we've learned so much from this season, and I couldn't be more confident in the leadership we have in this program, within this program, to get us to where we need to be.
All right. That is Chris McIntosh, Wisconsin's Athletics Director, and that is our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right. Thank you, Matt LePate. Much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do, whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or a supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings. You know high standards are the precedent. Sack a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza today from your local grocery store. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin football.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And coming up next, we'll check on our Badgers in the NFL. And still to come, we'll go down to the sidelines with Patrick Herb and run through the daytime scores going around today. The big one in the Big House in Ann Arbor. We'll get you up to date on that in just a bit. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Another deity without a compass. I was waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you were.